Hello, everyone, and welcome to the Very V-A-R-Y Necessary Podcast.
Wow. You really sound like...
I sound like a little berry.
She sound like she little, got I don't that sound thing like on her. No, not Shut at all.
Yeah, I'm still trying
you
to recover.
The president.
This has been the longest recovery.
You know when y'all... Sue was sick too, y'all. And yeah. And I done told these old hoes, when you get that thing on you, that monkey on you, when you get elderly like us, you know, youngin' over there don't think she almost 50. But you can't bounce back from them damn viruses and flus like you did when you were 20. Like, you know, you be sick for about 3 days and then you feel better and you just kind of... All right, I'm better now.
Yeah.
No, that shit now, that be the dog on your ass.
I think I caught this from my grandbaby because she ended up having the flu and RSV. Mm-hmm. We took her to the emergency room that Friday morning.
I remember you saying that.
Yes.
How quick did she recover from Friday to when?
Sunday, she probably was doing backflips.
Sunday night. Because we recorded
Sunday morning.
That was fine. But that night, I felt like I'm not a smoker, but you know how that your chest feel a little weird?
Mm-hmm.
It's like a weirdness.
I'm talking about
like
the baby.
Like you had tightness in your chest.
I'm doing the parallel of the baby.
But I don't know because I couldn't talk to nobody. I didn't want to. I was done. Monday morning, mm-hmm. I was in the ER. I went to urgent care Tuesday morning.
Mm-hmm.
So Sunday night, went to CVS. I went and tried mm-hmm. to get some preventative, trying to catch the thing before it gets bad. But
right.
Monday, I went to work. I don't know how I survived. I was on autopilot and I had a fever. And I went home midday, slept through it. And I was like, if I don't feel better by morning, I'm going to urgent care.
Right.
And so how you feel?
So when did you finally go back to work?
I went back to work this Tuesday.
Oh, so you was out for a week?
I was out for a whole week. And I shouldn't have went back Tuesday.
Probably.
I started really feeling better about Thursday.
I know when we recorded, because I told y'all, it was like Friday, I was fine. Saturday morning, I was fine. Saturday night, it was like something just smacked me in the head. And I was like, I just can't. I'm tired. So, of course, I pushed through. I came here. You know, I was drinking the medicine bottle. I was like, gosh, I don't feel good. Monday, I must have looked like death when I walked through the door to school. The admin that was sitting there, he was like, Miss Williams, turn around.
Oh, wow.
Go home. He was like, you are not. I was like, no, I'm okay. I sat there in my little area to try to do some paperwork before I see some of the kids. I was just done. So that's when the admin got the principal and she was like, Vartisia, get out.
Okay, she's but like, let me ask y'all a question before we deep dive into this. Do y'all take supplements?
Yep. Yeah.
I have to take every day.
Yeah. Okay, so what do you take? Natural supplements. What do you take?
So I do. Oh God, I have a lot. So yeah. I do not only a multivitamin, mm-hmm. but I also do.
What you take, Sue? Why she having the right?
I do multivitamins.
What's the elderberry?
Yeah, so I do yes. elderberry as well.
I do Baratine. Mm-hmm. I do a bone something mm-hmm. for
calcium.
Bones and muscle.
Vitamin D.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Calcium.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Citrocal. That's okay. one of the vitamins. I do like a herbal water. Mm-hmm. It's steam, but you know what I'm talking about.
Hot tea.
I even do the shot.
But I can do it cold or hot. So, which is mm-hmm. good because most of it, you know, you have to put in a little pack and steam it, whatever. Yep. So I do all of that.
Yeah. I'm the same. I also do the shot. I have the little drink with the immune drink.
I've never had that.
It comes in a packet.
I do the apple cider vinegar, pills.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, I have everything. I think whatever is going around, It just hit.
Okay, but they said it was the flu. I've never been diagnosed with COVID. Never had COVID when it was popular.
And I didn't have the flu.
But I couldn't. I lost my smell.
Well, COVID is still alive and well.
Of course.
And there is a new strand of COVID that has viral symptoms in it on top of cold symptoms. So it will include diarrhea, nausea, vomiting. So this new strand of COVID, I think they call this one the Noro. But that's the one I'm seeing. Okay. So I'm in healthcare. I see this every day. You got your flu A, your flu B, you got COVID, and then, you know, everything RSV. Else that we don't, that we've not put a name on. So I encourage people, number one, get your flu shot. I know you don't want to. I'm one who does not believe in flu vaccines. However, if you in an environment like this one is in the schools where you got these little nasty children, they want to hug you. They want to touch you. Mm-hmm. I don't know how much contact you have with just people in general on your job, but you have a hands-on relationship with 3 grandbabies.
Right.
That are in school. And I mean, come on now. We know what kids do. They dig in their nose. They dig in their butt. They wipe their nose on their sleeve. Like, they the nastiest little niggas alive. Like,
I love y'all kids, but they're
some little dirt balls. I mean,
adults are too.
Right. So,
but kids are unconsciously unaware of what they're doing.
And so I encourage moms to, like, always have, you know, wipes and make their kids wash their hands. Make their kids. I see too many kids now walking around with snot. Somebody brought their damn baby to the clinic yesterday with no fucking socks on. We already know who it was. Oh, wow. But I'm just like, really? Really, dog?
Yeah.
No undershirt, no socks. Just baby free balling out here in February. Like, yay. I'm going to the beach.
Was the parent wrapped up and bundled up?
Hell no. So I work with my white family at the clinic, and I don't know what kind of genes white people got in comparison to blacks, but these motherfuckers don't never be cold. These niggas walk around in flip-flops.
Yeah.
I ain't making this shit up.
We know that
school. They don't wear fucking coats.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Like, I don't understand. So in my eyes, I feel like in a way, maybe they build up their immunity to cold weather and disease because, I don't know, they just out here.
It's in their DNA. I mean, if you just look at the genetics of, and I just say that because think about our genetics, so our makeup. Our ancestors are from a hot area, warm area. Yeah. And genetically, it's passed down.
And they're more Slavic, so they're used to the cold.
Right.
So, yeah. I really think
it's genetics.
It is genetics. I would say that. But getting back going. So what I do take a zinc. Do y'all take zinc?
Yes. Mm-hmm. Zinc is one.
I take a zinc every day. There's a tea that I drink every night before I go to bed. And I want to encourage the listeners, just like I encourage y'all, you should be drinking a detox tea. Green tea is a natural detox.
Yep.
So anything that has green tea, and I pair my teas with other teas. Okay. So I drink an echinacea and elderberry tea every single night before I go to bed. And I pair it with a green tea. So I detox. It is so important to eliminate. Y'all got memberships to like Planet Fitness and places like that.
Mm-hmm.
Go in the damn sauna once a week. That is a natural detox, y'all. Mm-hmm. I know the black girls and the hair and the this, that, and the other, but that is a natural way to detox. Sit in that damn sauna for 1.5 hours. I promise you, you'll feel so much better. Like, these are just random things that we can do to help ourselves.
Mm-hmm.
You have to purge all of that shit from your body. And especially if you got a cold or you feel yourself coming down with something. Because I was around both of them. I didn't get sick. I was home with somebody who was sick. I didn't get sick. I didn't get sick because, and I'm not going to say, I probably have built up some kind of natural immunity because I'm around this shit every day. I feel like I got Power Ranger in me now. I might be the purple Power Ranger.
Yeah, and what you're saying is true because when I talked to the nurse that day when I went to urgent care, she said it. She said the symptoms was unusual. Everybody's symptoms was different. And so when they swabbed me for everything and nothing came back, she was like, whatever this upper respiratory infection is, it is going around and we just don't have a name for it yet.
And don't take someone's diagnosis as the final because people misdiagnose people all the time.
Yeah.
I adamantly believe that you did have the flu.
But I didn't lose my taste and smell.
You don't necessarily have to lose your taste and smell. Yeah. How a flu affects her is not going to be the same way it affects you.
Yeah.
But I feel like I wasn't diagnosed correctly because I've had the flu before.
And I didn't have fever
but
either.
But I did not. I've never had it this bad. Like, I've had it bad. Well, let me back up. It wasn't as bad as I've had it in the past. What was strange for me with having the flu, A, is losing my smell. I'm still not at 100% of smelling just mild things. It has to be really strong odors for me to smell it. So even right now, it's mild. And I'm thinking because I'm still draining. Because I'm sure you can hear it in my voice. I'm still draining. But then on top of that, my thyroid is causing a lot of the mucus not
to drain properly.
Right. Because I only have one thyroid.
And that's why I tell people all the time, you got to remember that once you have one cold in your life, your immune system is compromised at that point. Your first cold you have as a baby. So every time you have a cold, a flu, a bronchitis, you name it, you got it. It's just taking a little bit more away, taking a little more away from you being able to fight this effectively. So every time you get something, haven't you noticed? Every time you get something of that sort, it's a little bit harder. Every time you get a little older, it's a little bit harder for you to overcome it. Nigga, you ain't no Power Ranger no more.
We just
finished talking about this shit in the car. So we got the new Captain America movie that came out. So you got this old nigga trying to play Captain America. This man is 46 years old.
Time's up, sir.
We seen Captain America in a movie 10 years ago. I can't remember the little white actor's name, but this nigga was 20-something years old. How you gonna go from a 20-something-year-old Captain America to a 40-something-year-old Captain America and think you gonna find the same fight scenes and battling that you did then?
Stamina's gonna decrease.
This Negro is old as us. That's like me going to basic training with an 18-year-old talking about,
I can keep up with you.
Hell no. This motherfucker... If he in shape like he need to, go run circles around my old ass. Intellectually, do I have him? Hell yeah. Because I done lived this life. Physically, I ain't him, no.
Right.
In the event, now I've seen it different. I've seen older people run circles around younger people. Why? And I'm going to tell you why. Younger children, we call them YNs. Y'all done sat in front of a damn phone, a laptop, a iPad in the game, your whole goddamn existence. And then you thought you was going to come to basic training and run 2.5 miles in 20 minutes, sugar? You ain't ran your whole freaking life. No. But I done walked everywhere I had to go, walked to school, everything else before I had a car, and then still keeping in shape. Okay, so there are some different instances where the older people are more physically inclined and prepared to do stuff that the younger ones ain't. So the whole point of my spiel is take care of your fucking self.
And don't wait until you at a point where you have to take care of yourself.
Right.
Because then
don't wait until you, like, I can't move. Like, Vaughn, I called these fools last week to bring them a care package. this nigga ain't even answer her phone. She dead in the bed. Like, that should never happen. Granted, you sick. I know. But I think the house could have been on fire. And she probably would have been like, I can't.
Been in there.
Like, you never.
Passed out on
y'all
the floor.
Don't realize. When you sick, it will lay your ass out like a gunshot.
I know.
And I had no strength to answer the phone.
And that is the phone. And that is not healthy. That is not healthy.
I need to buy a bedpan. Like, that's how I felt. I didn't feel like I didn't even have the strength to get up to move.
But, and this is what they tell you, you can't just lay in the bed and be sick. You actually, when you're sick, you have to go outside. You have to move. Number one,
the medicine I was taking had me sleepy.
It don't matter. You still got to get up. You still got to get up and move. You still got to go sit outside and inhale fresh air. Yes,
ma'am.
Whatever
antibiotic they gave me, they were in like clear pills. And I tell you what,
little small pearly pills?
Yes.
Yeah.
And it made me feel so much better. And I could tell once it got into my system, I was able to move around and do some more stuff and regain energy. But I just don't want to feel like that anymore. Mm-mm. Mm-mm.
And see, you don't realize that laying around, you could throw a clot. It also stifles you from being able to have a productive cough when you're laying. You have to move in order to move that mucus around to come up.
Yeah.
So if you laying down, laying flat, laying down, hell, all that shit just building up.
I could even enjoy being home.
Because you were sick.
Because I was, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I couldn't. I was fighting for my life.
But one thing I did start doing, I started wearing my mask again when I returned back to school. I was like, let me just start wearing my mask again. So when the kids come around for group or I'm doing individuals, I just sit there and just put my mask on. And
I encourage y'all to keep. I think COVID was a great teacher because it taught you to be more aware of your surroundings and, you know, how lax we are as far as hygiene.
Yeah.
Did you catch COVID, Vaughn?
No.
See, I didn't catch COVID. Well, I said I had it before it was diagnosed because whatever was going around when my son's football team had it, we all had it. And that was like November of 2019. And then next thing you know, COVID started hitting in January, February, what have you. But I never was diagnosed with it.
But I want y'all to go. I want all families, listeners, y'all, I want you to buy those, you know, disposable gloves and keep on hand. So when you go to the gasoline pump, you can put the gloves on and, you know, handle the gas because you don't know who was there before you scratching their butt.
You're right. COVID taught us a lot about hygiene.
Coughing all in their hand. And boy, these old people so gangsta. They just... I hate to talk about elderly people, but they just kill me sometimes. Y'all, they got the Bath and Body Work spray sanitizers. They had them for $2 this week. I done got 50 of them because I spray that shit on all day. I wash my hands all day. I wear my mask all day with my patients. Like, I'm never going to be the same person I was before after COVID.
Right. I don't think anybody should.
No.
Really, COVID taught us a lot about just
and boy,
being more conscious.
On
aware.
Hygiene, I'm just like, ugh, the minute I see something, like even now, and my friends will tell you this, when I go in places and it's too many people in there, oh, hell no. I don't want to do this. Is it really important to go to these concerts?
No.
And I'm going to just say with the economy like it is now.
Mm-hmm. It's the Ticketmaster's fees for me that really deter me from
that
not going.
It's just ridiculous.
It's not even about the concert price. Mm-hmm. It's the total once you check out.
And you know, Biden was trying to work on that before he left because those fees are ridiculous.
I mean,
you go. That's $100 added to your ticket.
But guess what? If y'all stop going to the shit.
I just go down there to the auditorium.
Yeah, if y'all
buy the ticket.
If y'all stop going to the shit, then guess what? they ain't got no choice but for the prices to go down.
I just go to Auditorium.
Can you even buy it there?
You can't.
Because they stopped it at one point.
Mm-mm. You can go to Township and
go to the Township.
Okay.
Because
I used, that's how I used to do it.
Yeah. You can stay in Colonial Life. Yeah.
But what if it's out of state?
I know, right? That's the only thing.
Let me tell you something. Ain't a live performance I had ever sound better than the one on that goddamn title or the CD player. You understand me?
That's right.
So guess what? At this point, I have seen everybody who I love sing.
But
I got a couple of more.
Sade.
Well,
and I'm going to see Ron Isley in March.
I got a couple of more.
Now,
I need to see.
And also, I don't really want to see the old performers like the Marys. I don't want to see them because they don't perform like they used to.
Exactly.
The crowd
they said
is doing...
Mary actually did a good job this go around.
Mary got enough goddamn music videos that we don't
ever have to see her
in concert anymore.
I was sick anyway, but people were shocked. I was like, I want to see
Tamia and Joe.
Oh, okay.
And I told them, like, nah, we're not doing that.
Well, you know, I was mad at Joe because he didn't see my song the last time he came with Maxwell.
I don't want to see it because it's costly.
I do want to see PJ Morton. I want to see PJ Morton.
Yeah, he's coming.
Yeah, he's coming. I'm going there.
And you need to see him live.
Yeah, I want to see him live because he's an actual musician.
Okay.
He can, he really is a musician.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
So that's what I want to see. And I've actually seen the Isley Brothers. I remember because, you know, they came here before. And, you know, they always do the master classes in Richland One. So that year when I worked at in Richland One, they did the master class at Eau Claire. And I got a chance to see them perform then.
Okay.
Oh, so you did make it.
No, at the master class.
Yeah, you did make it to the master.
That day. And I was like, dog. So I was like, well, because the same day. Malcolm, no, it was at the school. It was at the school, so we couldn't, you know. I just happened to be an employee that was there.
Right.
So that same day, Malcolm Jamal Warner is coming. And what I hate that we do that,
you know,
in our
he's
city.
Coming, he's going to be at Shay's Lounge.
Yeah, he's going to be at Koger Center. No, they changed it to Koger Center.
Because so many people want to see him. How is he going to be at Shay's Lounge? And that place is so tight.
Yeah, because the last time they had to do like two or three shows when he came to Shay's Lounge. So now they're...
guess who don't have to see Theo Huxtable in her life?
I want to see him on a...
prophetic.
Yeah. He is. Okay. He's a great entertainer.
Not prophetic, poetic.
Poetic, yeah. I knew.
Yeah,
he's a great entertainer.
I'm good.
Yeah. So now I said, I hate that in our city they put all these concerts at the same time. Because why is Joe and Tamia coming the same night as PJ Morton?
Because they know.
Yeah.
They know
the same night?
Because they know city got tax money. And
tax
so they,
money already released?
Yeah. Yes. Yeah, they done the taxes.
I'm scared.
Do you not see the surge in things to do from the beginning of February all the way to April?
Always.
That's when they know y'all got money.
Well, I don't insert myself in that.
Yeah, always. I do want to see Malcolm
all
Jamal
I'm saying
Warner.
Is, hell, I ain't getting no damn earned income credit either. But I'm saying.
No, I'm talking about insert myself into like what. Going on, like
no,
I don't
but
I don't know.
But I watch the movement of how they're scheduling stuff because then I can decide what I want to go to and what
and
I'm not
whatnot.
Because I already know from February to March there's going to be an influx of entertainment in the city.
Yeah, I know, but I do want to see Malcolm Jamal Warner. I want to see him because everybody raved about his performance at Shay's Lounge and everything. So I want to see him and his band and his. You know,
well, here's
everything.
My thing. The last couple times that we've gone to a performance of some kind, somebody done pissed me off in the goddamn crowd smoking weed. Okay. So.
Well, what type of, was it a hip hop? But this should be a different
experience. Yeah. No, this was a damn Cat Williams concert.
Oh, see, that's Cat Williams.
But hold on. No, wait a minute. Okay. Wait a minute. So when I went to see Cat Williams, it was people smoking at the damn what you call them concert we went to. What was that? We went to go see some more and
yeah.
Yeah, some the more.
I don't think
so
people
are
gonna
older...
do that at Malcolm Jamal's.
Shit,
I don't think so.
I don't think so.
I got faith.
I think it's like Von said. I think it's gonna be a different
it's
vibe.
It's gonna be a different vibe.
So I went to some grown folks concerts recently. I mean,
but
like,
we the grown people though,
right?
Y'all just,
so
we
the,
do
right
need
and
that,
we
right?
smoke. Our age group are like the biggest sometimes.
I mean, the way this economy going, I might be smoking
think
too.
Think about the millennials. Think about the little millennials and the Gen Zers. The millennials and the Gen Zers, them fucking pill poppers and fentanyl patch wearers. They smoke
Did
weed.
Did you say fentanyl patch?
Yeah, them motherfuckers.
They got patches.
They
gonna make one.
They like playing
I
with
never
life and
knew
death.
That.
We are the fucking weed smokers. You understand what I'm saying? So we can be at a grown folk shit. Somebody gonna light up and piss me off, and then I'm like, oh,
it's
here
from
we
the
go.
Earth.
Fuck that. I don't want
it's
that shit around me.
Now, so I agree with
respect
you.
My space.
And it's funny you should say that, yo, because mom and them are out of town right now, and she said, oh my God, she said this entire, and they're in a nice hotel, quote unquote. She said, as soon as you walk in, you can smell the weed.
And I don't know what kind of weed this is.
She said, this is ridiculous.
Lab like, created.
Shit.
Mama was like, I just don't understand why everybody got to smoke this stuff everywhere.
And
they
then
go.
They smell like it. And you know, my, I don't know what it is, even though COVID fucked me up, you know, in my lungs, it's like it's heightened my sense of smell.
Mm.
So every time I smell one of these little elfos around me, I just want to punch them. Like, dang. You got me on contact getting high off your clothes and hair. I'm like, oh, gotta get out of here.
Yeah, there's so many different strands and different types. And
that's why I just say, I got a big old TV in my house in front of my fireplace. I can watch any fucking show I want
have your
on
own
that
concert.
TV. I can have my own damn concert at my house.
But
I ain't gotta smell no weed.
Right. I do want to go to the movies because I just want some popcorn. I
Girl,
want some movie theater popcorn.
Pop some
that
popcorn
movie was
$44
for two people. No food. $44.
I'm going to go by myself.
Hold on. The popcorn's $44?
No, just the tickets.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
And, are you serious?
And get some damn popcorn. So when was the last movie I went to go see?
They don't have a dollar theater.
Probably
no
I would Nettie and Celia. I know when we went to see The Color Purple. I think that was my last one.
Hell, them tickets and the popcorn, all that shit
we shared that
yeah,
popcorn.
Yeah, we shared a popcorn. $65 goddamn dollars.
Yeah, no.
I'm not doing it no more. That's a tank of gas.
I think I would like to see Captain America, though.
It was good.
I think we have to wait for it to come on TV.
I want some movie theater.
I'm not lying, because let me tell you, I wanted to see Den of Thieves the other week.
Uh-huh.
And you know, Den of Thieves is out in the movie theaters.
I don't know.
I found this app on the TV, and I was able to watch Den of Thieves at my house.
Well, you think they'll let me walk in and buy some popcorn?
Yeah, you could buy popcorn from the movie theater and walk back out.
You can?
Yeah.
How?
You can't, okay. Even
you can,
well,
they allow you to do that.
Because Regal, they're at the door before you can go in to the theater
right.
to scan your tickets. So
that's
if you
true.
Don't have a ticket, you can't. Now,
me
AMC
and Nick,
theater,
me and Nick have done it. We've walked in the movie theater and bought popcorn and walked out.
So, but at AMC theater, you can actually purchase your food first, and then you have to go down, and then they scan your
purchase
ticket.
Purchase your ticket, okay.
Well, you purchase a ticket at the ticket booth.
Because I think AMC is by
okay.
your place.
Yeah, so we were able to walk in.
Yeah,
and
AMC, you can do that, but
okay.
not Regal.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Dog, and we're by Regal.
And then if you smart, you'll go to a matinee because the popcorn cheaper.
And well, the whole movie theater movie is cheaper as well.
You got to know the life hacks.
Yeah,
see,
the movie
when you
is
get
cheaper
old,
than matinee.
Yeah. When you
ain't
get
that
old,
much cheaper.
It's not that much
it,
cheaper.
It used to be
it's
real
cheap
to do a matinee.
What about the movie theater that's behind Columbia Mall?
Y'all don't know how
I
to
think
ask.
It's cheaper.
Y'all don't know how to ask
is that
for
open?
Y'all discounts.
Yeah, it's open. Not the one.
No,
by
matinee
the
is cheaper. Don't get me wrong, but
then,
it's not
and then
as
when
cheap
you go,
as it
And then
used
when
to
you
be.
Go to the matinee, and then you use your military discount
oh,
on
so
your
everybody ain't got
hold
that.
On or your AARP because you know you qualify for AARP.
I'm not there yet. I'm not there yet.
Oh, you gotta be 50. Yes. But I've managed to get my AARP.
How?
Don't worry about it. The same way I got a handicap
plaque. I was just about to say, your handicap got you through.
Let me tell y'all something. See, they sit around here playing games.
I'm not playing games.
No, they
look,
sit.
I wrote my knee.
I'm prepared for 50.
They sit around here playing games with me, baby. I'm going to have that shit all the way together. I'm about to have my senior citizen goddamn apartment where my rent $100. I'm going to have my handicap placard. I'm going to the movies for $5.
Yeah, you got to know all the senior citizen discount places.
Days.
And yep, days. Yes.
The Goodwill
days. I already researched
all
it.
All of it.
Goddamn right. And I ain't paying for no damn popcorn and no drink in there. If I decide that I want to go in there.
Just want some popcorn.
Just pop your own popcorn.
Just pop your own popcorn and take your shit
take
in the movie theater. Take your
soda pop.
Take your little soda pop in there.
Mm-hmm.
And boom.
Candy. And the candy.
Yes, it do.
Jesus.
No, it not.
You can go to Dollar General and places to get the movie theater candy.
Candy.
That's these high-sedated people.
I want the popcorn.
Better
that's
go.
All I want. Well, I just want the popcorn.
Everything is just high.
It is.
Everything is high. It's about to get higher.
Living is high.
You're right. Higher. But I don't want to be dead.
Gas going to be high. You going to stop going places?
I've stopped going
places. I've slowed
places.
Down a lot.
I don't go places that much.
I am so glad that I have been afforded the life to travel abroad.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
I haven't done a whole lot of, Europeans type things, but the islands, whatever. Mm-hmm. Within our U.S. Territories.
Mm-hmm.
And I must say, I have not missed anything.
No.
Mm-hmm. I am
none
good.
Of us have.
Yeah, I'm good.
I'm good because the way that the world is going to now, I've been there, done that.
But honestly, we have hidden gems right here
yes.
in this state.
Mm-hmm.
And, in
the
border
states.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. I'm good for a good travel. But I know this one, like here, right here on the right of me, she's not good with traveling in the car.
No.
But, we can manage. I'm good. I just want to travel.
Even if you're not driving,
What's our U.S. territories that we have affiliation with? Puerto Rico,
mm-hmm.
the U.S.
St.
Virgin
Thomas,
Islands.
Yeah, Virgin Islands, mm-hmm. and who else? We can still go to
Guam.
Canada.
Well,
they still
Guam,
let us in
Guam
Canada.
Is, far Guam,
Panama.
Okay,
mm-hmm.
Panama, mm-hmm. And where else?
Hold on, I'm pulling
I mean,
up.
That's enough shit for us to do right there because, we got to consider time out. But you know what? A good thing that life has afforded me in these troubled times, I have started cooking so much more than going out to eat.
Yes.
Because, mm-hmm. number one, when I go to a restaurant, if I don't have
the quality
good customer
is not
service,
there.
I'm already going to be mad. So why I'm going to go out and let you make me mad and then I'm paying you to upset me when I can just cook the shit at my house.
And it's going to probably taste better.
Yeah. And
right.
So, and then I got leftovers for work the next day.
Yep. Amen.
That's
for
the gloating
next
in
couple
me.
Of days.
So I done start making my little recipe cards. I be posting my little recipes on my Facebook page. And I be trying dishes. And I go to my little Trader Joe's and go get my little, because, I think I'm rich when I go in Trader Joe's and shit.
Okay, so the U.S. territories are, the five major ones are Guam,
uh-huh.
American Samoa, the Northern uh-huh. Mariana Islands, Puerto Rico, and U.S. Virgin Islands.
Where the hell?
Oh, not Panama.
Go mm-hmm. back. Where's the Northern Mariana?
That's the five major.
What's Mariana Islands?
I don't know. I'm about to look that up because I've never... Heard of that
so either. You don't need no passport. So all them Negroes who they done had their passport revoked because they ain't paid their child support. You
these
can
are
take...
places where you can go.
Okay, it's near the Pacific Ocean, so it's closely to Guam. It's closely.
So it's like in the Samoa,
mm-hmm.
the Samoan countries.
I might have some family over there.
Mm-hmm.
Did it come up on your
ancestry?
Mm-hmm. Our indigenous families over
yep. there. And speaking of cooking, so what I started doing mm-hmm. is I'm cooking more now. Going to Sam's, Costco, buy in bulk, and I freeze. I cut my stuff in half.
Yep.
Like I did a 2-pack of ribs, right? I think it was like $30-something dollars.
Mm-hmm.
And I cut them in fours.
Mm-hmm.
So now I have eight, pretty much eight slabs. I'm a like little miniature slabs mm-hmm. of ribs. It's just me that I'm cooking for sometimes. So
mm-hmm. ain't God good when yes. you get to this level of your life and you just gotta cook for yourself. I can yes. go home. Like, I done literally made me my little hamburger patties with my little seasoning hamburger and everything. Yeah. I can throw my hamburger in the air fryer. And if I want some fries or whatever, I can make them too. But I could literally have dinner for myself already done pretty much and sit down and enjoy myself for the rest of the night. And it take me literally 15 minutes.
I'm glad you said that because I've also taken the 4 pound of hamburger meat mm-hmm. and get my parchment paper.
Yep, that's what I do.
And I have my freezer bags. And you do. You season your food, pat
I got
it out,
hamburgers
put it in the parchment, put shit. It in the freezer so when you're ready to cook it, just to pull June. It out. And yep. then I have like, I do like 4 or 5 stacked in a Ziploc bag at a time. Mm-hmm. Just all I do is take out one Ziploc bag mm-hmm. and...
Well, I'm saying hamburger, but you know you can go to Fresh Market or Trader Joe's, and you can get the chicken ground beef or the turkey ground beef. So for all y'all people who don't do pork and beef, you can do yeah. chicken burger, turkey burger. Mm-hmm. So I say that. Like, it takes nothing for me to make me a little fried fish sandwich. I already got my little stuff together. Go get me a fresh fish, put it in there, fry it up, I'm done. It's just me. I love that for Yolanda.
Yeah. yeah.
Child. Yeah. Life is good when you're an old bitch. Let me
but we gonna have to do something about these eggs because, you know, eggs is a staple
so,
in my house.
I don't like me on that because, be honest, y'all, I know I used to be up on, like, current events and what's going on. I've just stop. Really kind of...
It's bad now.
I've just kind of just pushed that to the side. So tell me about the eggs. What's going on?
I mean,
on?
Eggs are like... So don't get me to talking because, you know, I don't fuck with eggs anyway.
Mm-hmm.
But... It's the hot commodity right now. Like, they're so in demand because yeah. the price has gone up. To me, I do understand why the price has gone up, but now it's to the point where they're price gouging.
Yeah, it's bad. I think when I the last carton I purchased, it was $7.49.
Bullshit.
$7.49 for
those
a carton of
eggs. Those were not
eggs. Are you serious, huh? Mm-hmm.
And you know, I cook breakfast every yeah. other weekend. And so I told them,
no
I was
egg.
Like, y'all gonna
y'all
either
have to
supply
$5 in the pot.
Supply the egg or something. Cause you know, I bought a big
y'all better
bag
have some
of grits.
Pancakes. Y'all better have some pancakes.
Every other week.
Okay. I actually
I'm sorry.
Okay.
So yeah, like I bought a you know, come on now.
Mm.
It's yeah.
Bacon done gone up.
Yeah, and that's it. I usually buy, I try to look for deals, you know, buy two, get one free, right. or buy one, get one free.
DT gonna have y'all right in the backyard gardening. Give y'all gonna be
monster.
Like baby boy mama.
Yep.
Jody mama.
And I need
remember
to be.
How Jody mama had her
be.
Little garden in the back? That's how y'all
to
need to be.
Mama has one. They have mm-hmm. one in the back now. They got a garden
dude,
now.
Dude, yeah.
So now that y'all gonna have this downtime when we ain't gonna have no money to go to concerts and shit, y'all better start this damn. gardening in y'all backyard and doing what y'all need to do. What who was that said that at that concert talking about Kamala didn't really want to be the president?
Either Sabor or I can't remember Earthquake.
About,
one of them
tell
said
what
it.
Y'all think an old bitch want to do now? She want to go out to eat.
Yep.
She want to get some drink. She want to get her some good pee pee. Go lay down and go to the casino. That's all the old lady want to do.
That's it.
And baby, when he
right.
said that, I know. I was like. Right?
That sound about right. Because I'm thinking like,
Let me tell y'all something. You know what I look forward to on Friday when I get off of work?
What?
Like, I'm talking about I be running hoes down on the interstate to go home, strip all my fucking clothes off.
Every day.
Take a bath and go to fuck the bed. I be in the
thank
bed
you, Yoshi.
At 4:30 on goddamn Friday.
I promise y'all. Come talk to me.
But I mean, that's
right
I,
there.
I look forward to the weekend too because
I'm
I
serious.
Don't
put on the moo-moo.
Never,
put on me a
never
moo-moo.
In this life where I have
wrapped my hair
I have
up.
My little
that
fake
I was gonna be looking
going
yes.
in my little blanket,
baby.
Wrap myself.
I
up
call
in my
somebody to bring me some food. I look. I take me a good old nap, a good old lady nap to about 7:30, 8 o'clock.
I call somebody to bring me some food. I sit here and watch my program, because that's what old bitches watch, your program. Yep. I sit there and watch my goddamn program on that TV, stretch it out, and I'm back in the bed by damn 10, 10:30.
And then the Saturdays, you just let it.
I'm chilling.
You're chilling.
I don't play about my shit.
This is the first, yeah. Seriously, because some say it's like you just on the go, all week.
Somebody asked me would I open up another biz. Hell no. I don't know how to fuck. I ran a business for all the years I ran
business.
That must have been
the topic of the week.
Not a business.
It was like I went nonstop for 12 years working 7 days a week. Working a job and owning a business. I will never fucking do
but
that to myself
again. But
even
within those 12 years, you were still trying to find another business to start.
Yeah. And guess what? Hell no. I never do that to myself again. I don't want none of it.
You were young.
I was young.
You were younger.
I was younger.
And you just had that drive. I'm not saying you don't have the drive now, but just priorities are different now. Mm-hmm. It's time to rest.
I don't even remember.
Enjoy the
life. I don't even remember life. Now, I was so busy.
Good.
I was so busy moving.
Well, that's okay, because now you are appreciating.
Baby, I'm smelling them roses.
While we are still here, that's what we have to do. Mm-hmm. Stop and appreciate life.
Live in the now.
Because I think we all have.
Yes, we have.
Been like in the hustle and
zoom 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 zoom, yes. Zoom 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 zoom.
Gotta be everywhere. You gotta be here. You gotta be
gotta
there.
Be
you
there. We was there for our children.
Right.
We there for our grandchildren, nieces, nephews, godchildren,
everybody.
And now you're gonna have to be there for your parents.
Yep. Yeah. And now we're there for our parents.
So
So let me slow down so I can be more present for my family.
Mm-hmm. Yep. And so these are the times that you sit back and enjoy. That's why when you were talking about Vaughn, how you don't feel like you've missed anything with all the traveling you've done and different places you've been and the opportunities you've had to go to concerts and and events and different things like that. Shit, I think we've all pretty much gone to.
Yeah, but I think now I do want to go more.
I mean, I still have bucket list of things, but if I was to say, or if it came to a point where I could not do anything anymore, I am good.
Right.
Yeah. I have experienced different things. I have
cultures, cuisines,
people. Mm-hmm. Yes. You know me. I will talk to anyone just to understand their idea, like, you know, just whatever.
Yeah.
I'm good.
Yeah, that's good.
I'm good.
Yeah. We were talking about this lady at work, how now she's starting to go places. I don't know where she came up with this new unfound money, but she's 50 years old. Last year was her first time ever leaving South Carolina.
Oh.
And that was on a cruise. Mm-hmm. She just went on a airplane for the first time this month past.
Yeah.
I'm sitting here looking at her like.
It's a lot of people
like
that.
What?
I'm telling you.
I was on a plane by myself at 10 years old.
But it's a lot of people
like
that.
I just never realized, like, how you been in South Carolina for 50 freaking years?
Yeah, that's
odd. And the only place you've ever been is freaking Myrtle Beach.
It's a lot of people like that.
I was like,
damn. And you would be surprised, and you'll sit there, and they'll be like, well, no, I've only been to. And I'm like, look,
and that's why I say, Vaughn, we are blessed.
Yes.
Sue, we are blessed, because...
And that's
we done been all over the place.
Yeah.
Ooh, yeah.
It's a lot of people like that. Seriously, if you sit down and talk to people, they'll be like, well, no, we've been to Charlotte and nothing wrong with these places, y'all. But I'm just giving an example. Like Charlotte, they've been down to Folly Beach. Maybe they've been Myrtle, you know, and stuff like that. I'm like, no, just keep going. Just move. Just go out the vicinity. Just keep on.
But now, cross the state lines. Think learning about different states and what they have to even our own state, but
it's hidden gems here. It's some beautiful places.
Definitely some places in Florida that I want to check out that I've never heard of,
because like I mean, and some people have. You all been to Destin before? I've been to Panama City, which Panama City Beach is like
it
right there
Destin.
Yeah,
right. But I want to go to Destin because I've never been.
It's Navarro Beach. That's where I've been.
Yeah.
I've never been.
It's some places in Florida, like you said, that are hidden gems. Key West. I still want to go to Key West because I just want to have that experience.
I want to go for the food.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's it too.
And then just like I think it was Tamu who posted that big old shopping center that got the Ross, Hobby Lobby, the Marshalls,
Florida.
All right there. That's right there in Miami. And I've been there, saying, where in Miami is that?
My whole life.
But
y'all don't need to go there.
I was like, because I was about to tag you and say, now I know we've been
to Miami, and we've
been to Ross's in Miami.
Yeah.
Where is this one at? Because I've never seen that one.
That is the ultimate downtown day party.
But me and Mom went downtown. Remember, I text you. I said, Yoshi, look at this one. Because that Ross, Vaughn, that Ross was so huge.
Even the shopping experience is here.
It's different.
Versus New York. And because remember when we went to New York and we went to the TJ Maxx there?
Yeah.
And
we did.
Yeah, it was TJ Maxx.
But it didn't even put you in the mind frame of TJ Maxx. It was across from TJ Maxx.
Yes. Because we went to Nike next.
Yes, I remember.
Okay. After that. Yeah.
So downtown Soho, they have all of these strip stores, but it's not even like the shopping experience. But yeah, it's different. Now, you know what? I just really wasn't jiving on when I went. California did nothing for me.
I just want to. I was there when I was little. I need to go back as an adult. I need to go back to Cali.
I didn't go to the beaches when I were out there.
See, I just want to go back to Cali as an adult. I just want to see adults.
So like Hawaii.
We lived in Hawaii. Like, I remember it being beautiful as a child. I want to go experience as an adult now.
Okay. I need a Cali native to take me to Cali to show me how to enjoy it.
It's
time.
All right.
It's that time.
Anybody want to sponsor me? You can hit me up on the Very Necessary Podcast at gmail.com.
Sponsor for Vaughn.com.
Yes. We all need a sponsor then.
Yes.
I don't want to spend my money no more.
Mm-mm. I spend a little bit of my money.
I'm going to die like Scrooge McDuck with all my money in the bed.
Oh, gosh, no.
Please don't.
Spend it.
I'm leaving them niggas enough money to cremate me. That's all.
You want to be cremated?
Yep. They ain't getting all my damn money.
My mama said that she want to be cremated.
I ain't working for these
punks. She told me not to spend a lot of money on her.
Damn.
She said, just cremate me.
And put my bad picture up.
Hush. But anyway, that's it. That's our segment for today. We thank you for tuning in and sharing our world with us. We appreciate it. We appreciate all the feedback, all the love and support. It really does our spirit good when we get those messages and we share it with one another. And we never know who's listening. That's the thing about it. Like, we never know who you are. Like, really, this person listens. So it does. It does make us feel good to know that we are touching someone or sharing ideas of another person that that shares our ideas and ideologies on things. So with that being said, you can always catch us on every platform under the Very VARY Necessary Podcast.com. Never miss an episode. That's the website. And y'all, I'm still going through it.
Anyway, take
us out.
Listen, okay, homework time. Since we are preparing, for our future, if you could plan your future, what would you include? Send us a letter. If you could plan your future, what would you include? All right, y'all. We out.
Bye.
Thank you.